when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everywhere you are in the world, wherever you are in the world, listening to Blood River Radio. You are listening to Blood River Radio, that's for sure. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we got two Cracker Jack, my favorite people in the world, coming on tonight. Two of the people I can count on one hand, maybe 97 fingers, for people that I really respect nowadays, men that I really respect, and we got two of them, the best. Hey, that's right, Sam's how I got to be able to count, but that's how I can. But anyway, we got two of the best in the world coming on tonight. We're going to give you one heck of a show. It's going to be very timely. It really is. But people, you know how we do it around here. We try to be Christians. We're not the best in the world. We backslide. But I'm going to get you, before we go to the prayer, if we're going to give you the date, it is June the 13th in the year of our Lord 2020. We certainly are. If you will, people, I want you to bow your head. I'm going to say a quick prayer. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures that really go with the video, with an audio that Sam's going to play y'all tonight from a very important archbishop. But if you will, people, just bow your head right quick. Like, I'll make this fast as I can, but it's not going to be disrespectful. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio, the God of everyone listening to this show, whether you want it or not, He is the God that existed prior to time. God, everything that's in existence right now, oh Lord, You spoke it into existence. But just opening Your mouth, You spoke it into existence. If You, oh Lord, let us continue to serve You in every way possible. Let us continue to fight evil in every way possible, the evil that is really escalating. Satan's minions are attacking all over the world. I'm just in awe of how they got this thing totally programmed, oh Lord. Anyway, Lord, please look down on us, continue to bless us, and help us to serve You in every way possible, oh Lord. And I ask all this in Your Son's Jesus' name, who died on the cross while we were yet sinners. Amen. People, before we bring our great guest on, I got to thank some donors. I'd like to thank James in Washington State, who is very loyal. I'd like to thank Hank in Florida, who sent us a donation. And I'd also like to thank Dennis in California. I hope I didn't leave anybody out, but you're helping us. People, we're about halfway there on what we need. We want to pay Sam, who struggles just like we do. We want to pay him a year in advance so he didn't have to just scrimp and scrape any more than we have to scrimp and scrape. Sam, it helps him out. It helps us. We get a little bonus, and I kind of hate taking advantage of Sam like that because he gives us extra bonus if we can pay a year in advance. But we're almost halfway there. So if you people can help us get there the rest of the way, it would be greatly appreciated. Now listen, I'm going to read this card. This is what it's all about, people. When you get cards like this, it's not long, but it's short to the point. It says, "Dear Eddie, long live Blood River Radio. And may the true South rise again. Your buddy, Jim." And he sent this little card. It says, and this is straight up, people. This is true. "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." That's John, the Gospel of John, St. John, 11th chapter, verses 25 and 26. So, that's what it's all about. I love getting stuff like that. And, you know, I'm going to say a couple of verses. And by the way, keep these verses in mind that I read to you, because what the Archbishop from Italy says in his letter we're going to play earlier. Here we go. We're in 1 John chapter 2, going down the line to verse 22 and 23. I've read this before, but it's really, really pertinent nowadays. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father. And I'm going to ask you, Southern Baptist Judeo-Christians out there, that you worship Israel and you worship Jews and you think they have a special way to heaven, I'm just reading you what Jesus Christ said in the divine revelation of this book I'm reading out of the King James Bible. Okay, here's another one along that same vein. This is the first chapter of John chapter 4, starting at verse 3. It says, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come." So he's telling them that Antichrist is going to come. He said, "And even now already is in the world." Already is in the world, people. The Antichrist spirit. We keep looking for this great, you know, Hollywood production of the Antichrist spirit, but it's already here. Here's another hard-hitting one. This will be the last one, but this is telling you about who our enemy is. This is in the second epistle of St. John. And this is the last page of St. John. Okay, here we go. Whoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, that's any people, even your Jewish friends that don't believe in Christ, if any of them come unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not, neither bid him Godspeed. But he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So if someone comes to you, be it Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, you're a sinner with Jezebel. You're just like Jezebel. Anybody that comes to you, and take heed, because I know my Southern Baptist friends, how you just worship Israel and you worship the Jews. I'm telling you flat out, that's what the sacred Bible says. So I'm trying to warn you. I'm trying to keep you, not that I'm going to decide who goes to hell, who goes to heaven, but I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of people telling me that Jews have their own special way to heaven. Anyway, so I'm going to shut up now, and I'm going to go to my great, great guest and our wonderful co-host. We got the one and only, the great General Nick on tonight. General Nick Glastovic, how are you doing tonight, my brother?
Well, excellent, Eddie, and I'm glad to hear you're praying, that you're in the spirit, and God bless the salty day, and I think in these times, we need to have the spirit of discernment so we can separate the chaff from the grain. I think these Bible readings that you've just quoted are the way.
Yes, sir. You know, and there's just no arguing with it. If someone wants to argue with that, they're just out of luck. Listen, people, when we come back, we're going to introduce my other brother, Mr. Marine James Gene Andrews. We'll be right back after this break, people. Hang on. Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys of the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard-right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, welcome back, people of their dear Blood River Radio family. Like we said earlier, it is June the 13th in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2020. We just got through introducing, in case you came in late, the great General Nick Glasnovic, who's with us tonight. You need to go to our website. It took me about an hour to write his bio today, and also with Gene. And we also have another guy who I admire so much, and I'm so fortunate to have him help me carry. Well, actually, I'm helping him carry the water tonight. Gene Andrews, my brother, how are you doing tonight?
Doing very well. I need to correct your introduction before the break, though. You were calling me Gene the Marine. That's ex-Marine. I have severed my ties with the Marine Corps. They have turned out to be traitors to this country. And, in fact, all of the military has. They've turned against the president. They've turned against Southerners. They want to rename the military bases. The Marine Corps, this Bergen or Berger, who David, whatever his name is, it's the current commandant,
yes,
banned the Confederate flag anywhere on a Marine base or any kind of Marine installation. They didn't mind us going, my uncle going to Guam and risking his life on the landing at Guam, or Marines in Korea, or like Chesty Puller at the Chosen Reservoir, 1st Marine Division. They didn't mind taking us to Vietnam and having us risk our life for the Marine Corps over there. But now they want to turn against the Southerners that were in the Marine Corps, and it's turned into nothing more than just another bureaucratic, politically correct piece of garbage in the federal government. And I've washed my hands of it. I've turned in my lieutenant's bars. I turned in my shooting badges. I turned in my Vietnam ribbons. I gave it to a staff sergeant in the recruiting office at Nashville. I asked him, the next time you take out the trash, throw these in there. And I've had it with them. I think it's a military coup that's going on. These people are traitors in our military today. They think more about their career and being a lifer and getting promoted, and they've turned against the president. They ignore his orders. They grandstand to take up with the communists, the Antifa. I mean, what do they think Antifa is? It's anti-fascist. They're communists. They were communists in Germany in the 1930s and got kicked out and wound up over here. And these are communists. And these are the people that are organizing and carrying out these riots in the streets, attacking, burning businesses, smashing down our monuments, threatening our politicians, who are mostly cowards, and they knuckle under. Every time somebody's out in the street, they knuckle under to them. So I think the military is trying to orchestrate a coup and take out the president, either before or during, as a result of the election this fall. So I have no respect for the military in this country anymore and what they're doing now. The individual enlisted men and company grade officers, yes, but they don't set the policy. So I am no longer a Marine. I'm an ex-Marine. I don't want any part of the military in this country that has turned out to be traitors and siding with the communists.
Gene, you're on fire, my brother. I not only do I agree with you on every single point you made, it can everything you said can be documented by their own words. And I think the general will agree. As a matter of fact, I borrowed the general's phrase, and he can correct me if I'm wrong. Dear General, I think you refer to these people that Gene is talking about as Luciferian, Bolshevik, Jewish, communist. Am I right there, General?
Well, first, I'd like to say that the old soldier, Gene, I'm sure he's younger than I am, but I say old soldiers with respect. And those are truly dismaying words to hear that from a warrior, American soldier, saying that the country has been betrayed by the military. I think it's sad. We follow this here in Croatia. Of course, we don't have all the information, but again, I left kudos to you and your program, because in this world today, there's no lack of defeatists, sodomites, and I think any Bolshevik Satanist. I always use the word Bolshevik Satanists, because we know very little in the West about the suffering and the mass murder and the cultural destruction they've caused. This is kept more or less. It's that media that filters the news for the common man. We know who controls the media, basically, don't we? The New York Times, The Economist, Associated Press, CNN. My friend called CNN Jew Vision. We're under cultural assault, but above all, spiritual assault. This is a battle for, I think as Dostoevsky said, every individual has to decide. Because I always come back to this, that Dostoevsky's description of the human soul has been an arena where God and Satan are fighting for supremacy. So it's also an individual battle. But thanks to people like you, the truth gets out. And we cannot bow down. I think we should. In history, we have people we can look up to in history from lessons. For example, the Siege of Malta, where Christianity fought against the Turks. In one fortress, they all died to a man. So basically, you were on the bulwark of Christianity, your radio program here in Europe, but we're under total assault. And I was totally amazed to see that these anarchists have formed an enclave in Seattle. I don't quite understand this, so maybe you can explain this to me.
You know, there's an enclave. I'm going to go to Gene in a minute because Gene could address that situation because there's an enclave trying to be formed in Nashville. But, you know, General, kind of lost my train of thought there. But, you know, Gene, I'm addressing what you said. I'd like to say something, and I'm not kissing butt. People can tell you. I don't brown nose, and Sam can tell you that more than anybody. But if it were not, it's not just me and Millard River Radio. I'll tell you what, there's not another syndicator in the United States of America that would allow us to say what we're going to say tonight, General. And Gene knows that better than anybody because he lives here in Tennessee. Listen, just recently, within the past 2 weeks, I've tried to get an ad. We have a wonderful supporter that's going to place us ads in these so-called right-wing magazines. But they're scared to death. They want me to tone our stuff down. They want us to change my wording. I said, I'll change the damn wording when the flag comes down off of Iwo Jima, so to speak. And that's just rhetoric because I guess the communists, like Gene said, already take the flag down. Gene, you know, you were telling me about the other day and what the general talked about up here in Seattle, with the communists getting an enclave there and being protected by their stinking government. And everything you said, Gene, I could despise the so-called military brass, the Pentagon. And we'll go further into that in a minute. But, Gene, tell us about what happened in Nashville that parallels what went on in Seattle about this enclave you're talking about.
Well, the same thing happened here. They took over Legislative Plaza. To add insult to injury, Legislative Plaza is right out in front of War Memorial Building, which is a memorial to soldiers that have died from Tennessee in all the wars. And it used to have our state museum there and the war museum there, and they've moved it, you know, got it down behind Capitol Hill and hid it where nobody can go see it. But anyway, so they took over, and they said they're going to have something just like they had in Seattle. They're going to take over this area of downtown Nashville. Well, our Gurley man, Governor Gurley Lee, came on TV yesterday, and he said, no, we don't allow any camping out on state property. That's not, you know, a state park or anything like that, and they can have their protest, but we're not going to allow camping out on there and, you know, people staying there overnight and that thing. This morning, they're still there, and I haven't checked the news since I was down working at the forest home all day today, but I haven't checked the news since I've gotten in, but I would be willing to bet they're still there this evening because Gurley man's not going to do anything about it. He talked tough when he was running for election. Oh, he's a Republican. He's a conservative. Oh, yes, sir. He's going to stand by the conservative issues. And oh, he wasn't in office 6 weeks till he caved and started crawfishing out of there, backing up. So I, you know, it's so sickening to see so many political so-called leaders in this country have flipped and gone over to the enemy. They won't protect.
They certainly have.
They won't protect people's property. They won't protect anything of our history. Nothing. They've sided with the communists, the Antifas.
Well, Gene, we got to go to a quick break. I don't know if y'all hear the music. We got to go to a quick break to pay a few bills. We'll be right back, and we're going to play a great video that has to do just what we've been talking about. Hang on, people.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump mocked the claim by Seattle's mayor that a takeover of parts of the city could lead to a new summer of love there, even after police abandoned more than four blocks of territory and gave it to protesters in front of a police station. That precinct's police chief, Carmen Best, told reporters that she's outraged by the events that are unfolding.
Leaving the precinct was not my decision. This is not legal.
And the assistant police chief, Deanna Norette, explained crimes that are going on inside the autonomous zone.
We have heard anecdotally reports of citizens and businesses being asked to pay a fee to operate within this area. This is the crime of extortion.
President Trump said if there were more toughness, you wouldn't have the kind of devastation that you have in Minneapolis and now in Seattle. He also reminded the mayor that if they don't straighten the situation out, he'll straighten it out for them. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to six serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer Derek Chauvin could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next 3 decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. This is USA Radio News.
Go ahead. Make my day.
John Henry Weston from LifeSite News. I wanted to give you breaking news on Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who has released today a letter to President Trump warning him that the current crisis over the coronavirus pandemic and the George Floyd riots are part of an eternal spiritual struggle between the forces of good and evil. He also encourages the president to continue to fight on behalf of the children of light. Go to LifeSiteNews.com for the full letter. I'm going to be reading it to you here this June 7th, 2020, on Holy Trinity Sunday. He said, and I quote, this is from the letter from Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the heroic Archbishop Vigano, to former nuncio, by the way, of the United States, to the President of the United States. He said, Mr. President, in recent months we have been witnessing the formation of two opposing sides that I would call biblical, the children of light and the children of darkness. The children of light constitute the most conspicuous part of humanity, while the children of darkness represent an absolute minority. And yet the former are the object of a sort of discrimination which places them in a situation of moral inferiority with respect to their adversaries, who often hold strategic positions in government, in politics, in the economy, and in the media. In an apparently inexplicable way, says Archbishop Vigano in his letter, the good are held hostage by the wicked and by those who help them either out of self-interest or fearfulness. He continues, these two sides, which have a biblical nature, follow the clear separation between the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent. Of course, there he's referring to Genesis 3:15, the proto-gospel, where our Lord compared both the demon and the offspring of Our Lady, who was, of course, to give birth to the Savior. On the one hand, there are those who, this is a continuation of Archbishop Vigano's letter to President Trump. On the one hand, he said, there are those who, although they have 1,000 defects and weaknesses, are motivated by the desire to do good, to be honest, to raise a family, to engage in work, to give prosperity to their homeland, to help the needy, and in obedience to the law of God, to merit the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, there are those who serve themselves, who do not hold any moral principles, who want to demolish the family and the nation, exploit workers to make themselves unduly wealthy, foment internal divisions and wars, and accumulate power and money. For them, the fallacious illusion of temporal well-being will one day, if they do not repent, yield to the terrible fate that awaits them, far from God, in eternal damnation. Archbishop Vigano's letter to President Trump continued, In society, Mr. President, these two opposing realities coexist as eternal enemies, just as God and Satan are eternal enemies. And it appears that the children of darkness, whom we may easily identify with the deep state, which you wisely oppose and which is fiercely waging war against you in these days, have decided to show their cards, so to speak, by now revealing their plans. They seem to be so certain of already having everything under control that they have laid aside that circumspection that until now has had at least partially concealed their true intentions. The investigations already underway will reveal the true responsibility of those who managed the COVID emergency, not only in the area of healthcare, but also in politics, the economy, and the media. We will probably find that in this colossal operation of social engineering, there are people who have decided the fate of humanity, arrogating to themselves the right to act against the will of citizens and their representatives in the governments of nations. His letter to the president continued, We will also discover that the riots in these days were provoked by those who, seeing that the virus is inevitably fading and that the social alarm of the panic is waning, necessarily have had to provoke civil disturbances because they would be followed by repression, which, although legitimate, could be condemned as an unjustified aggression against the population. The same thing is also happening in Europe, in perfect synchrony. It is quite clear that the use of street protests is instrumental to the purposes of those who would like to see someone elected in the upcoming presidential elections who embodies the goals of the deep state and who expresses those goals with faithfully and with conviction. It will not be surprising if, in a few months, we learn once again that hidden behind these acts of vandalism and violence, there are those who hope to profit from the dissolution of the social order so as to build a world without freedom. Solve et coagula, as the Masonic adage teaches. These are words, then, from the letter from Archbishop Vigano to President Trump, released today, June 7th. Although it may seem disconcerting, the opposing alignments I have described are also found in religious circles. There are faithful shepherds who care for the flock of Christ, but there are also mercenary infidels who seek to scatter the flock and hand the sheep over to be devoured by ravenous wolves. It is not surprising that these mercenaries are allies of the children of darkness and hate the children of light. Just as there is a deep state, there is also a deep church that betrays its duties and forswears its proper commitments before God. Thus, the invisible enemy, whom good rulers fight against in public affairs, is also fought against by good shepherds in the ecclesiastical sphere. It is a spiritual battle which I spoke about in my recent appeal, which was published on May 8th. For the first time, the United States has in you a president who courageously defends the right to life, who is not ashamed to denounce the persecution of Christians throughout the world, who speaks of Jesus Christ and the right of citizens to freedom of worship. Your participation in the March for Life, and more recently your proclamation of the month of April as a National Child Abuse Prevention Month, are actions that confirm which side you wish to fight on. And I dare to believe that both of us are on the same side in this battle, albeit with different weapons. This is again the letter from Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano to President Donald Trump, released today. You can find the full letter at lifesitenews.com. It continues. For this reason, I believe that the attack to which you were subjected after your visit to the National Shrine of St. John Paul II is part of the orchestrated media narrative which seeks not to fight racism and bring social order, but to aggravate dispositions, not to bring justice, but to legitimize violence and crime, not to serve the truth, but to favor one political faction. And it is disconcerting that there are bishops, such as those whom I recently denounced, who by their words prove that they are aligned on the opposing side. They are subservient to the deep state, to globalism, to aligned thought, and to the new world order, which they invoke ever more frequently in the name of a universal brotherhood, which has nothing Christian about it, but which evokes the Masonic ideals of those who want to dominate the world by driving God out of the courts, out of schools, out of families, and perhaps even out of churches. This again is a continuation of the letter from Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano to President Trump, released today, full letter at lifesitenews.com. The American people are mature and have now understood how much the mainstream media does not want to spread the truth, but seeks to silence and distort it, spreading the lie that it is useful for the purposes of their masters. However, it is important that the good, who are the majority, wake up from their sluggishness and do not accept being deceived by a minority of dishonest people with unavowable purposes. It is necessary that the good, the children of light, come together and make their voices heard. What more effective way is there to do this, Mr. President, than by prayer and asking the Lord to protect you, the United States, and all of humanity from this enormous attack of the enemy? Before the power of prayer, the deceptions of the children of darkness will collapse. Their plots will be revealed. Their betrayal will be shown. Their frightening power will end in nothing. brought to light and exposed for what it is, an infernal deception. Continues Archbishop Vigano to President Trump. Mr. President, my prayer is constantly turned to the beloved American nation where I had the privilege and honor of being sent by Pope Benedict XVI as Apostolic Nuncio. In this dramatic and decisive hour for all humanity, I am praying for you and also for all those who are at your side in the government of the United States. I trust that the American people are united with me and you in prayer to Almighty God. United against the invisible enemy of all humanity, I bless you and the First Lady, the beloved American nation, and all men and women of good will. Signed, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, the Archbishop of Ulpiana, former Apostolic Nuncio to the United States of America. Go get this full statement at lifesitenews.com. What a June 7th. May God bless you.
Okay, people, that's the longest video audio you'll ever hear on Blood River. Looks like we're going to a break. When we come back, I will give condolences. Excuse me. I'm going to thank Matt Goodwin for sending that to me. We'll be right back after this break, people.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear people, I would never play an audio that long. That's probably twice, at least twice as long is the second longest audio we've ever played. Our co-host, Matt Goodwin, told me about that a couple of days ago, and I listened to it, and I thought that's one of the most powerful audios I've ever heard. It came from a very well-respected man, the Archbishop of a nation of Italy. And I can't think of anything he left out. That one letter covered like a two-hour radio show. But I'll go back to the general. General, I'm sorry to keep y'all hanging on so long. We had to get that video in, that audio in, because it was so timely for what our president is going under here right now, undergoing, and indeed the entire former republic, and indeed the entire world. Like he said, we're being attacked on every front by the children of Satan. And see, people, that's why I handpicked those three scriptures I read at the beginning of our broadcast, and it basically sums it up. If you deny that the Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you're the Antichrist. You're already here in the flesh. So now, what do you think about that audio, General? I can't think he left out many things. Can you?
No, excellent. I think we always come back to the basics and know the enemy. Unfortunately, in today's world, we know who controls the flow of information. I think when you have an idiotized electorate, inept, cowardly politicians, and disinformation, a flow of disinformation, and a fifth column, that's what we have today. I think that's happening not just in the United States. It's happening in Croatia, which was a Christian country. We were in the bulwark of Christianity we fought the Muslims for 400 years. And basically, today we have in Croatia, Christian country, we have sodomite flag flying downtown in downtown Zagreb, which is the capital. So it's the battle is on. It's a global battle, I think. And above all, I think we need the spirit of discernment, which today we have lost. We've lost the battle for the curriculum in schools. We see that the contamination of the historical narrative. People know nothing about this Bolshevik Satanism, and they know nothing about, for example, we talk about slavery. Well, Stalin, he had tens of millions of white slaves. He destroyed they called him the killer of nations. For example, people know nothing about one of the largest gulags in Europe, which was a building of a canal in Romania, where 1 million prisoners passed of this canal. Thousands were killed. So we're basically living in a world that's controlled by Satan. But Satan is he's silver-tongued, but he cannot accept and speak the truth. So we must be wary of, I always say, don't listen to what's being said, but first find out who's saying this. This is very important, I think.
Absolutely. And, Gene, go back to you, fella. The Archbishop mentioned that they would get these, that the children of darkness, of Satan, that they occupy, he said, in every facet of the military. And that's been proven. But what happened, that fellow you referred to earlier, Gene, was Mark Esper, the defense secretary. Yeah. Not only him, but the head honchos, the generals and the admirals had a little meeting in the White House the 5th, I believe probably Friday the 5th. And they went in there and they explained a few things to the president. Like Rich Hamblin texted in, probably it's evident that the president has lost control. There is a way he can bring it back. And I don't have time to tell you, but there is a way. If he really wants to kick some butt, there's a way he can do it, because it's been done before. But, the people we still honor is General Forrest, Stonewall Jackson, General Longstreet, General Beauregard, and the thousands and thousands of veterans who have been injured. So back to you, Gene. Give us, what do you think about that audio? I mean, he hit it on all points, didn't he?
Oh, he did. And that's why the media will never release that. That will never get out. You will hear it on Blood River Radio. I guarantee you that ABC, NBC, and CNN, and even Fox won't even refer to that. I always enjoyed watching Tucker Carlson on Fox News, because he really has ripped into this coronavirus hoax and has really taken to task these governors and mayors that won't stand up to the terrorists in the streets. But then he went off last night on the South and how he couldn't defend these monuments because they were Southern monuments, and the South was evil, and he wasn't defending the South and what it stood for or anything. But he's from California, and he had no actual history. He got his history from the propaganda they were teaching in the schools in California. And we have people that moved to the South and know nothing, absolutely nothing about Southern history or the factual history of the war. So they are the children of darkness. They are evil. They don't think they are, but they pass on this information, and they pass on this incorrect information, and it gets all the street rioters riled up and fired up and going. And you're talking about, he was talking about the children of darkness, and they were so proud here in Nashville. They had a big protest march last weekend, and they've had another one this weekend. And how many young people were out there? And these parents dragged these little toddlers out there, and they put, you know, I can't breathe T-shirts on them and Black Lives Matter T-shirts on these little kids, and they don't know what they're going to. And they talk about how wonderful it is that young people are embracing this movement. And what these young people don't understand, they're slitting their own throats. And all they need to do is wake up and look around and see what happened to the whites in Rhodesia, or go back even to the whites in Haiti. What happened to them? They were hunted down on the island of Haiti there in the Caribbean and slaughtered by the blacks in the uprising there. The same thing happened to the whites in Rhodesia. The same thing's happening to the whites in South Africa. And these are the whites that are so politically correct and so wonderful and so liberal, and they can't wait to run out and hold hands with these terrorists and sing Kumbaya or We Shall Overcome or whatever. And they don't realize their neck's going to be on the chopping block in a very short time.
You got that right. Jen, you just called out Tucker Carlson. I'm going to call out True News. I'm going to give a quick response to Rick Wiles, the fake in True News. You know, I used to follow him. He's like Alex Jones. I'll tell you, they have a semblance there. Alex Jones has one of the best intelligence networks around. He's usually spot on news that is happening. But what Alex Jones does, he leads you away from the children of Satan, which are the Zionist Jews, the Christ-hating Zionist Jews. And not every Jew, I'll preface that, I'll say it, I know y'all want me to say it. There's a couple of Jews out there that believe in Jesus Christ. I don't know how many, I could probably count them on one hand. But Alex Jones always blames everything on the Chi-Coms, y'all. He says, Hollywood's completely ruled by the Chi-Coms, the Chinese. Wall Street's totally ruled by the Chinese. But there's not one Chinese name I've ever seen in Hollywood or in Wall Street. But what Rick Wiles does, what he does, he's just like Alex Jones. He says probably a multi-million dollar operation. They have great on-the-spot accurate news, but he blames the white racist Southerners. He'll dog the Jews. So I figured that out. Alex Jones and Rick Wiles are kind of like a tag team. Rick Wiles dogs the white Southerners, and Alex Jones dogs the Chinese. What do you think about that, General?
Well, I think that, again, is who controls the flow of information? I mean, people talk about Black Lives Matter and so on and so forth, but what about female genital mutilation in North Africa? Or there's a child getting raped in South Africa every hour. I think Simon Roche was a guest, I believe.
Yes, sir.
Radio, but he was at that convention that was just recently, last year in Tennessee.
Yes,
he talked
he was.
About some of ritual cannibalism, acid attacks. So I think that we should, these Antifa people, we should ship them over to Saudi Arabia, and they can talk about gender rights and so on and so forth, and freedom of religion, and we'll see what will happen to them. But again, I say this fifth column, people don't know the genesis of this Antifa movement. It basically came out of Stalin's kitchen. He first used the phrase to cover up the death of tens of millions of Christians in the Soviet Union. And the attack, also this what we see today, this Bolshevik Satanism, the attack is three-pronged. The first first attack is the destruction of the family as a natural unit. But we see today that sodomy, bestiality is basically legalized. We go back to Aleister Crowley, the man that formed the first satanic church, and his only commandment was this: do whatever you will. So we attack on the family. We have attack on private property. And in Croatia, we still have 5% of our land is registered because of forced nationalization, confiscation. All the land records are destroyed. We see property on hardworking people, the property being attacked and pillaged in the United States. And the third attack is on Christianity.
Absolutely, General. General and people, dear people, Gene, my brother, we have come to the end of the first hour, but people, don't go anywhere. These two great soldiers for Christ, these Christian soldiers, will be with us in the second hour as soon as we come back from this break. So hold on. Don't go anywhere.